right, we'll open the meeting on the Senate General, the committee meeting specifically, on the Senate General Government and Accountability Committee, February 13th, 2018. And just so you know, we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 1514 to this Thursday, February 15th. There is an amendment that is pending before we take further action on it. Want to know more? I guess we can get that information. But next would be, just to go down the agenda, we'll go to 1501. We'll open a I don't think there's anybody here to testify on it. Okay, I'll just open a work session on Senate Bill 1501.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1501 was previously heard on the 6th and the 8th. It has no fiscal impact and no revenue impact. This is the one that changes the numbers of the Oregon State Fair Council appointees and ties their terms to their elected office and clarifies their term limits.
Madam Chair.
Make a motion, please.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to move Senate Bill 1501 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Przanski proposed that we move Senate Bill 1501 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes.
And Madam Chair, you're designated carrier.
I think it is. I don't have it in front of me, but let's ask Senator Courtney if you'd like to do that. We could have a backup here if we. I'm sure we'll find somebody to carry it. It's a pretty easy bill. But.
Yeah.
All right. So
Senator Winters may be willing to do
that's
a backup.
That's true.
Local or yourself.
I could be a backup. Thank you.
Geographically.
Okay, so close the work session, right?
Did I close the work session? You close the work session.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, yes. On the bill, Senator Courtney is the chief sponsor.
He is the chief sponsor. And so we will ask him to
carry. I co-sponsored it too, so just in case, I'll be the backup.
Good to know. Thank you. So in case Senator Courtney does not want to carry this bill, which I cannot imagine, we'll have Senator Manning carry this bill. So we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1501. And we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1545.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1545 was previously heard last week as well. There was a light fiscal and no revenue impact, and the light fiscal is due to the subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means. This is the measure that apportions the cost of the state e-court technology to agencies.
Okay. All right. I would like a motion on this, please.
Yes,
would you like to give me a motion? Thank you.
Chair Thatcher, I move that Senate Bill 1545 go to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Senator Przanski moves Senate Bill 1545 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion? Not seeing any. Are there any objections? Not seeing any. Motion passes. All right. Closing the work session on. Whoops. Yes. No. No
yes.
Carriers on this one. Okay. Closing the work session. Thank you. Kind of knew it. This we miss Chair Riley, don't we? Closing the work session on Senate Bill 1545, and opening a work session on Senate Bill 1565.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1565. Also has a subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Means, so it has a fiscal light and no revenue impact. It was previously heard last week. This is the e-procurement measure for DAS that pilots the reverse auction method and the 30% weight requirement for contract prices. There is a DASH 3 amendment, which combines some technical modifications made by DAS and the DASH 1 and with the DASH 2, which exempts the Treasurer and the Secretary of State from reporting certain records and information to DAS. Those two amendments are captured in the DASH 3, and it's ready.
Okay, can I have a motion?
Yeah. Chair Thatcher, I move for the adoption of the DASH 3 amendments dated February 7th, 2018, into the Senate Bill 1565.
Senator Przanski moves to adopt the DASH 3 amendments dated February 7th, 2018, to Senate Bill 1565. Any discussion? Really? Not seeing any. So, any objection? right, motion passes.
Senator Thatcher, I move Senate Bill 1565 as amended by the dash threes to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Senator Prezansky moves Senate Bill 1565 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Now, is there any discussion? Silent people today. All right. Well, no discussion. Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. And that is it.
You have blazed through it, Madam Chair.
And we,
I call that very efficient.
There we go. All right. So I guess we can, anything for the good of the order?
Yeah, Madam Chair, just to make certain, I do believe you put on the record that we're carrying over 1514 to our next meeting, which is Thursday of this week.
Yes, I did make that announcement. So
We're all T's are crossed, I's are dotted.
Double crossed, yes. And dotted. Yes.
Just a question for the bills that we did pass. Are they going to go to Ways and Means first before they go to the floor, or are they going to go to the floor and then Ways and Means?
Okay, they go to Ways and Means Ways first, and, okay. And then they'll assign carriers out of there.
The only one not going is the 1501, which is the FARES. It's yes. Going straight to the Senate floor.
Okay, but I'm on Ways and Means, so do we need to have a carrier from here to take it there? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. Closing the February 13th meeting on general government and accountability.
Thank you.
All right.